Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting second. The right fielder, Larry Murray. Batting third. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting eighth. The DH, Mickey Klutz. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy takes first base on ball four. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Murphy. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Murphy steals second. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is called out on strikes. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross takes first base on ball four. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy bunts towards the mound. Langford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Remy moves to second. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into right field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Remy moves to third. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a pop-up into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Murphy hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Scott reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott scores. Allinson moves to third. Remy moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, Red Sox, 1. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Page for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Lynn scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Newman and he is out, Gross applying the tag. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Evans reaches second base with a double. Scott moves to third. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Allinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerrero hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-1 in the game. Revering takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Newman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Revering moves to second. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0-for-1 in the game. Klutz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Revering scores. Newman moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Remy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Remy. The throw from Newman and he is safe. Remy steals second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Remy moves to third. Lynn moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a line drive into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Remy tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-2 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero misplays the ball. That's an error on Guerrero. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Revering hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Remy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Remy moves to third. Bob Lacey now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lacey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rice is walked intentionally. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clutz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Torres covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero misplays the ball. That's an error on Guerrero. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Scott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Steve McCaddy now pitching. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Remy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Remy reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. Allinson moves to third. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allinson tags and scores. Remy tags and moves to third. One out. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-3 in the game. Page hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Page reaches second base with a double. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Torres covering, for the out. Page moves to third. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-3 in the game. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hobson hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Revering hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.